This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That big dry spell from last summer, drought, I guess you'd say, wasn't just bad news for ranchers and farmers in the Midwest. There were big worries, too, about what it would mean for Mississippi River barge traffic. Low water, heavy boats, bad news. You get the picture. We talked to Austin Golding a couple of months ago. He's been running river barges his whole life out of Vicksburg, Mississippi, and we've got him back on the phone to check in. Mr. Golding, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
So how's the water?
Well, the situation has definitely improved from the drought conditions earlier this year. Yeah, it's still very unpredictable, just like it always has been. Hopefully not as unpredictable as it's been recently. After the past couple of years we've had, I think we're enjoying average water levels now. And I think you're going to see this have a very positive effect as the cost of goods moves across the country.
Remind me what it is that you guys carry.
We carry petroleum products, gas, diesel, different blend stocks, all refined petroleum.
So why am I paying $4.45 for gas out here in California, man, if the prices are
well,
going to come down?
We have to run our boats on diesel, too. So, yeah. If I had to answer that question, I would probably be doing something different than towboating. But it's a lot of things going into it, I'm sure.
Does better water mean that you can hire more barge pilots and thus add jobs, I guess, there in Vicksburg?
Well, I think the economic climate we're in as a country and as an energy sector has had more of a impact on the number of people we can add. Thankfully, my company, we have not had to lay off one person since we opened our doors.
You guys are like farmers, man. It's all about the weather.
It is all about the weather, but I tell you what, the type of guy that's on the water right now that's steering these boats has never been better. They've seen the record floods. They've seen record droughts. So I think we have a much more well-rounded pilot and a much more skilled pilot on the river today.
Yeah. Are you guys, now that the water's back up, are you basically fat, thumb, and happy until something else bad happens?
Yeah, I think it's very, everybody's taking a deep breath, and it's very important to us to make sure that we all understand that whether the river's low or high or where it is now, at a nice, comfortable average, we have to maintain business as usual.
Austin Golding. He's a third-generation owner of Golding Barge Lines. His family is, anyway. They're in Vicksburg, Mississippi. They carry petroleum products. Mr. Golding, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me.